Kia ora koutou katoa, welcome to Well with Anahila. I'm Anahila Kanongataha Suisuiki, the Labour List MP based in Papakura in Tamaki. And as you know, Well with Anahila is about a conversation with women about what they do in their communities and especially the community of Papakura in Tamaki. This afternoon I've got a wonderful young lady, her name is Jacqueline Paul. She's an architect, she's a lecturer at Unitech, a researcher for the National Science Challenge, building better homes, towns and cities. She's a member of the Auckland Youth Council. And last night I was in Papakura where the Labour team launched the local board, their local board team, which Jacqueline is one of the members. And I had an opportunity to have a chat with Jacqueline and I had asked her to come along and have a conversation on the program. So we're really honoured to have Jacqueline today. So Jacqueline, welcome to the program.
Kia ora, Anahila. Thanks for having me today.
Kia ora. So I've just given a brief intro on what the program is. So really it's about a conversation about what do you do, and in terms of well-being, what do you do for well-being? I've just I've said a lot of things about you, and I know that you're under 30.
Kia ora. Yeah, I guess I'm 25 and kind of fit on the youth adjacent, or which is still in the young people range of the local government.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, from Papakura, where we've got younger demographics, both Māori and Pacifica. So, yeah, really excited to be doing the things that I'm doing at this age.
Yeah, so can you tell me about, because I'm fascinated about you being an architect, can you tell me how you got into that?
Yeah, so landscape architect. Mm-hmm. And so I guess through high school I was really interested in like geography and graphics and design.
Mm-hmm.
And at 16 I always either wanted to be an architect or a lawyer. And when I kind of finished graphics and design, you couldn't do obviously a conjoint between law and architecture. So I chose the architecture pathway. Just through my experiences in terms of some of the work we're learning at that age, I was really interested in terms of what does that mean and how that can support our whānau. I was really lucky that I come from a whānau who still have a lot of Māori land, and we were able to go back, but it was still, you know, underdeveloped and not being able to utilise a lot of the land.
Mm.
So through both, I guess education and life experiences, that's kind of how I've ended up where I am today. So, yeah.
Okay, so you said you belong to a whānau and you're lucky you've got Māori land. Whereabouts is that?
Yeah, so on my father's side, I whakapapa. I had ancestral ties up to Tako Bay and Matauri Bay up in the far north, so Ngā Puhi, Nui Tonu. We were able to, through our, I guess, childhood, return back home to our kāinga or our whenua. And just understand what it's like outside of the big city.
Yeah, I think we have something in common that you probably don't know, but your mother and I think we went to school together at Onehunga High School.
Yeah, I saw, you know, photos of you guys at Onehunga High School reunion, and I was like, small world.
It is definitely a small world.
But then again, it's been interesting because I've seen other friends of my mother's and just know the kind of, I guess, values. Similar values in which, all wahine. Maybe it was at the school or?
Yeah, I think it's the school. Could be.
Which is really awesome. And yeah, being able to kind of see that outside of my own household and just, it's really inspiring.
Part of our kōrero in this program is about telling us the things you do, because obviously you're really busy, but the things you do for yourself to keep well. Some people go for a walk, some people jump on trampolines, but yeah, so that's part of this program, is to talk about, you know, you've got a huge agenda, you've just achieving heaps, but one of the things that we're interested in is how are you keeping well?
Yeah, and I think that's a really good, you know, theme and discussion that's worth talking about, because even just with my own peers who are very like-minded, just sharing some of the struggles and the challenges that we face as individuals, but I find so much more strength through, you know, talking about it. And so I guess just from an individual perspective and the workload that I carry from day to day means having to be really organized, being really specific when I have to go to sleep, going to the gym after work is a really big one for me, after work, after meetings, you know, hanging out with my family, especially being with kids. That's probably, you know, you might have had a hard day and it's just been really rough, but then you come home and, you know, I see our kids that we have in our family, and then you remember why, you know, you've just got to keep persevering. So taking time out, sleep, simple things like sleeping, you know, getting enough hours of sleep, drinking a lot of fluids, being around supportive people, talking about, you know, your issues, and just other little things around self-care is a big one for me, whether it's getting up one day and, you know, giving yourself the pep talk. Sometimes I don't want to go to work and I'm tired, but there's just so many, you know, issues that we need to respond to, but finding ways to manage, that's really important. Trying to eat, I really struggle trying to eat as well.
Really?
Regularly.
Yeah.
Really, yeah, because you're so busy, you're not enough time in the day. So just making sure that you're managing yourself well. And it's really the simplest things that we take for granted in routine and structure. So I don't think there's any right or wrong answer. But you learn, you know, you learn to become so emotionally intelligent and strong, and you're your biggest, you know, critic, but you're your biggest fan. And so being able to just really, you know, look after yourself, both mentally, spiritually as well, is another one. Being able to protect your energy. So there's so much in which that encompasses as a whole process for just an individual. But that's kind of how I manage and how I deal with things. So still learning about myself and still growing, but that's kind of part of the process. So
It's really interesting because last night there was the Papakura Youth Council Chair. And that you were once a Papakura Youth Council Chair, and I think there was another young lady there, I can't remember what her role was, but do you, as a group, do you have each other support, or, and obviously you have lots of conversation about things?
Yeah, definitely. And that might be just through having kai and, you know, having giving updates and sharing, just having a space, a safe space to talk about things. We have other ways that we deal with it in terms of, you know, conflict. But it's really just ensuring that, you know, we're trying to look after each other's mana and spirit and wairua. And just being very careful. So being able to share knowledge and learning is really important. And even just checking up on them regularly. So definitely, there's a network of us, collective of us, because we can't do it isolated. And it's really important that a lot of our young people that are coming through, that they're learning these things early. So it's great that we're having this discussion.
The young people, do they talk to you about, I mean, I'm half your age, so, I mean, double, I'm not, you're half my age, get it right? Yeah, but you've obviously achieved a lot in your the short 25 years. Are the young people talking to you about how you're achieving that, what is it? What can they do to achieve what they're looking towards achieving? Or I've been at places where young people are saying to me, "Is it okay if I'm now in year 12 and I still don't really know what I'm doing? Is it okay?" My response to that young person was, "Well, if you don't know what you're doing, then if your parents have got a plan for you, then maybe you should just follow what your parents have until you come up with one yourself." But have you had young people come up to you and ask you questions similar?
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's why I don't like the kind of idea about, I'm so, you know, honoured to be able to do what I do, but I don't like being pitted where I am sometimes what success looks like while I'm doing all these things. Like, everyone's pathway is different, you know. Same thing with school. School is not for everyone. It's not booked for everyone. And everyone has their own path. It's just really finding out, you know, what their passion is for, what are the issues that's important to them, and, you know, what are they good at or what do they enjoy, and having those discussions and allowing to facilitate those conversations around, okay, you know, you could do this, or you might do this. But so often young people aren't exposed to these other people who, you know, manaaki or support them. And so just having role models is a big thing around instilling hope in young people, because sometimes that could be it. Once you sow that seed, you know, plant the seed, sow the seed and watch it grow, I find that is one of the most beautiful things around young youth leadership, is watching young people transform. But if they don't have that tūkana or that support with them, you know, mentors, they don't know anything else or any better. And so how do we shift that? By being, you know, present, by listening, and helping them navigate what that looks like or where that leads to.
So you talked about being put up there as what success looks like. Do you think that's a challenge for you?
It used to be. I used to always feel like it was pressure to do good, to be initially early stages. But now it's switched and changed to more of a responsibility. I have a responsibility to myself. I am accountable to my whānau, to my hapū, to iwi Māori, and to our wider community. And that's why I find community service is so important to me, and how I can, you know, support whatever that looks like in different spaces. So definitely, yeah, it's just shift that mind shift and that mindset around how you can pave the way and navigate these spaces where you don't see young brown women, you know, and changing, like I said last night, around changing the narrative, and shifting from this deficit thinking that we inherit in this society, and being able to tell our own stories and own spaces that we're great at, and just, we come from great ancestors, we come from great people, you know, they've been through this. It's just continuing that journey, you know, we're just a part of that. And so keep building on that.
That's actually what part of this program is about, having a voice for the not so dominant female voices out there, so that it becomes normal for people to hear what brown or migrant women also get up to. Yeah, so that's why I ask you questions around what you do for well-being, because obviously we know that you're a young leader in your own right, and it'll be good for other people to hear what you're up to. Yeah. So last night, because what I read out about you described you in terms of an architect, a landscape architect, a lecturer at Unitech. That's all the things that you said last night when you spoke in the launch of the Labour team ticket for the local board in Papakura. So why are you standing? So you're a candidate for this year. Why did you do that?
Well, initially, spoke about at surface level about 2 years ago in my final year of my degree, where I was doing a, you know, year-long dissertation understanding some of the complex issues on which, you know, we face as a society, but our Māori communities face, and that is overcrowding, displacement, gentrification, homeless, those who are experiencing homelessness, drop in home ownership. So all these issues and insecurities for our whānau was something really interesting. And through this process of understanding the influence in which politics has around decision making and how that manifests on the ground, understanding the system and how it's really disconnected between our grassroots communities and what's happening at the table. And so that within that year, you know, I was becoming more involved in our youth councils, advocacy, advisory panels, and, you know, just kind of became addicted to learning and wanting to understand the system, how to navigate it, what it means. And so I always thought, you know, I was like, oh, maybe I would join the local board. They're not reflecting us as a people in terms of Māori. But through this process within the last 2 years, I was like, as I became more and more educated about, you know, how local government works, how they engage, what that means, how policies and planning either is really good at empowering and elevating our voices or lacks. So these types of processes, I became actually more, you know, I wanted to drift away from actually standing. I was really put off, and just seeing, you know, some of the women and young candidates be bullied in politics. Like, why would I want to be a part of something like that? Why would I want to be a part of the culture which continues to perpetuate, you know, racism and discrimination? And so the opportunity came up, and I'd always baffled it internally. People, you know, of the community, like, are you running? Are you running? And that's when I found, I was like, maybe this is my cause. This is the time in which, you know, maybe it's time to harvest the fruit, my nana says.
Yes.
Being a part of that, the team were made up of, half of them are under 30 and 4 out of 6 of Māori. That, you know, that embodies what I stand for in terms of my worldviews and my values. So I was confident going into this with a team and a whānau, Cinder whānau. And so for me, that was a safe space. And so I feel comfortable and I feel safe running and heading into this local election.
Yeah, I was really hopeful when I heard you speak last night, because I thought what you could do, because young people are known not to vote in local election and general election, and I thought, you know, this could be hope for someone in terms of your age and you're connected into the community to encourage young people to vote, to exercise their civil right to vote. Do you think that that's something that you might be looking at?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
That's the overarching, you know, that word hope. For me, that has always been, you know, mantra. Because when you can, you know, the idea is to, it's more than politics, you know. It's really generational change because, let's be honest, we don't have 100,000 people under 24 who have enrolled yet. In Auckland, and for us as Papakura, we've got a high population of young people and young people that are Māori. So what an opportunity to, you know, set the mission to think about how we can mobilise these young people. Because if we do it once, they'll do it again. They'll vote in general election.
Yes.
Their kids will do it. And so it's that ripple effect in which we can hopefully, you know, empower whānau to lead and carry on. For me, that would be a better success. Because that's where you know that they're going to have a voice and they're having a say just by voting.
Yeah, so if we have young people listening, hopefully they are, if we have young people listening and they want to get involved and come along and support or get to know what local board and elections all about, how do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, so you can find me either on Facebook under Jack Long Paul or Instagram, JAACKIE Paul. Flick me a message and we can, yeah, share resources and, you know, links to videos around how you might kind of engage in civics or understand, you know, what is voting, why should we vote and why should we care? So all those basic things that we can help support and break down all the big words.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
I love the fact how you said before that you're addicted to learning. And when you are through education in terms of the system, you became aware of a lot of negative things that are happening in terms of what you've seen yourself, but you're still determined to take this role on in encouraging young people to get into civic participation. Yeah, so let's say if you get in, what do you hope to achieve?
Well, I think that's only a small part of it, you know. I'd love to see how, you know, the increase on whānau who voted. And then because they've engaged, then we can engage, you know, because we'll be at the seat. Okay, now we can start changing the processes around how we engage, where we engage, the language that we use in local government, changing those processes and simplifying things and breaking them down. Being involved at the table, hearing what's going on and how we disseminate that information is really important. So, yeah, it's all stepping stones in the right direction. Really excited and hoping to be a part of that in the near future.
Yeah, which is really important coming back to Well with Anahila is about well-being. It's about how women take care of themselves. So you've got another role that you've accepted the challenge, because you've received feedback from the community in terms of, you know, are you going to stand because they see something in you that you are capable of doing this. So, you will continue to, you've talked about your ways in terms of well-being, where you talk with your friends and conversations, then there's your whānau. But is there a future, what else do you think that could help you, your well-being throughout, because we've got about 90 days to go on this journey, campaigning. How do you think you keep yourself well?
I do plan to go back home up to Aokaina soon. Just, you know, I've got to fill the Wairua Cup and sit down and visit my grandparents at the Urupa. Spiritual well-being and exercising that Wairua Tanga is what will maintain, the physical body. So for me, that's the most important thing to keep me going.
Yeah, I think, I'm not sure whether most... I know what the Urupa is. It's a cemetery. I'm just thinking in terms of people listening, how you take their journey, you go and visit your grandparents at the Urupa. That's probably not something that most people do. Would you like to share a little bit about that?
Because my grandparents are buried up north. It's about 4.5 hours drive north of Auckland. And it's just a sacred space. It's a time to reflect, to acknowledge, to settle, and just immerse yourself in a space like that. And just reminding, you know, these are the people who I would not be here without them. And showing that I have their support and their guidance allows me to look after my energy and my spiritual well-being is really important. So, a big part of who I am and keeps me grounded.
That's really... I'm glad you shared that because most people... it's good for people to hear how you keep yourself grounded and how you keep yourself, keep filling that cup. So yesterday, I know that earlier on the team went to Mana Whenua for their blessing before you started the campaign. Could you share what that, I heard Mana Whenua said that that's the first time ever a political team has come and asked them for their blessing?
So just a brief overview for listeners. Yesterday we had a blessing in Papakura, near the Papakura Library with Ngāti Tamaoho and other mana whenua who whakapapa or have ancestral ties and are guardians within Papakura. And so it was a beautiful small ceremony around, with our team, our Māori team and mana whenua in a shared space around karakia and having their kind of support as we head into campaign was such a, different but beautiful experience. And I've never known or heard of anything like this, but it was very, kaupapa Māori or a Māori way of doing things with right tikanga or practice. And I was just so immersed and I just felt so humbled to be able to, have their blessing and their guidance within the space.
So I learned a couple of things last night. I keep talking about it because the fire that was there talked about Tū Tere Maina Iwi and where that waiata came from. Yeah, because we all sing it. I think that's probably the first waiata that people learn, because I learned that in primary school when I went to primary school in Onehunga, but that she gave us a little history on what the waiata was, so it was really quite refreshing, really, to
I'd heard of a similar conversation, but I didn't remember that it was Ngāti Taha Nunu who, where the song came from. So, it was really refreshing. And, this is all a part of that learning process and that journey. That some of these things we've known our whole life, that we're continuing to build on it. So, it was beautiful to have Fire Francis share that kōrero or discussion with us.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Jacqueline. We're almost coming to the end of our kōrero today. Is there anything you would like to share with our listeners today?
Thank you so much, firstly, Anahila, for having me, on the show and having a discussion around well-being. It's so awesome to know that this is a space in which we're having these conversations, and hopefully we share with the wider audience. And to anyone that's listening, make sure you head out and vote at these local elections, or, start educating yourself on what is local elections, which runs from September the 20th. Right through to October the 12th. So make sure you enrolled and vote this local election.
Oh, thank you. Kia ora. And thank you, everyone, for listening. It's Well with Anahila. We've just had a conversation with Jacqueline Paul. She, amongst many things, she's taken the challenge to stand for the local board in Papakura in this year's local election. And young people out there, if you are over 18 and you haven't enrolled, there's an advertisement. It's about, I think it's the orange guy. There's a phone number that you ring to check whether you're enrolled, and if you're not enrolled, you can do it online. You can enroll online. And it's inspiring to hear some of the things that Jacqueline does for well-being. And so that's what the program is to hear women talk about what they're doing, and in the conversation talk about what they do for well-being, and just to encourage everybody that it's not one way, one size fits all, but we all have different ways of keeping ourselves well and keeping ourselves safe. And that was Well for Anahila. It's almost the end of July. Hopefully you're keeping warm this winter, and we look forward to having a conversation with someone else in next week. Stay warm. Ka kite anō.
maira te marama
i te toa
kanapana te ngākau.